بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل على رجل من الأنصار ومعه صاحب له، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن كان عندك ماء بات هذه الليلة في شنة وإلا كرعنها. رواه البخاري. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went with one of his Sahaba to visit an Ansari. So Rasulullah goes with one of his Sahabi to visit another Ansari. وَمَعَهُ صَاحِبُ لَهُ And with Rasulullah is his companion. Then Rasulullah tells the Ansari, if you have some water from last night, so water would be kept in Arabic is known as shannah, which is a water skin, a water bag, a leather bag, in which they would keep water overnight to let it cool. So they didn't have the type of utensils we have today. So those days they used a water bag, and Rasulullah asked him, if you have any of the water in your water bag from last night, then give it to me. وَإِلَّا كَرَعْنَا If you don't have any water, then we will drink directly from a water source. From this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains that a person can drink from a river or a pond by placing his mouth directly into the water. And this was what we explained yesterday in the heading. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explained, وَجَوَازِ الْكَرْعِ وَهُوَ شُرْبُ بِالْفَمِ مِنَ النَّهْرِ وَغَيْرِهِ بِغَيْرِ إِنَاءٍ وَلَا يَدٍ A person goes directly to the source of the water. Sometimes because he does not have any cup, any container to drink the water, to take pour the water into the container, then he is forced to use his mouth to go into the river, into the source of the water, and then just drink it by placing his mouth directly into the water. However, this is not recommended, this is not disliked, or this is not liked because of other ahadith where Rasulullah explains that a person should not do this. So in this particular instance where Rasulullah did it once, is just to show that it is permissible in the event a person is forced to drink water in this manner when there is no utensils available. Otherwise, it is better for a person not to drink water directly in this manner. But if there is no alternative, then there is no harm. If a person drank in this way, it won't be haram for him. It is permissible. وَعَنْ حُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالْ إِنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ نَهَانَا عَنِ الْحَرِيرِ وَالْدِّيبَاجِ والشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة وقال هي لهم في الدنيا وهي لكم في الآخرة متفق عليه. Hazrat Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited us from wearing silk garments, silk brocade, and from drinking gold, from gold and silver utensils. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this is for them in this world and for you in the hereafter. So this particular hadith where Rasulullah prohibits the wearing of silk garments, silk brocade, harir and dibaj, it is prohibited for the men of this ummah to wear silk clothing. For the woman, that is permissible. However, the aspect of drinking from a gold utensil or a silver utensil, then this is prohibited for both men and women of this ummah. This Rasulullah says it is for them, referring to the disbelievers in the dunya, because for them, they don't believe any halal haram. For them, everything is permissible. So for them, they will use it. And it's not permissible for believers to use pure gold and silver utensils. But it would be for you in the akhirat. In Jannah, believer will have cups and goblets and utensils made of gold and silver to whatever his heart's desire. So in dunya, a person should abstain from it. It is not permissible for us to use it for gold and silver utensils, pure gold and silver. And for the men of this ummah, a person is not allowed to wear silk clothing. The woman can wear silk clothing. وَعَنْ أُمِّ سَلَمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ الَّذِي يَشْرَبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الْفِضَّةِ إِنَّمَا يُجَرْجِلُ فِي بَطْنِهِ نَارَ جَهَنَّمُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ إِنَّ الَّذِي يَأْكُلُ أَوْ يَشْرَبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الْفِضَّةِ وَالذَّهَبِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ مَنْ شَرِبَ فِي إِنَاءٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ فِضَّةٍ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَرْجِلُ فِي بَطْنِهِ نَارًا مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ هَذَا أُمُّ سَلَمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا نَيْتَ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, whoever drinks from a silver utensil, then he is kindling the fire of Jahannam in his body, in his stomach. He is filling his stomach with the fire of Jahannam. And the next narration says, whoever drinks or eats from a silver or a gold utensil, And the third narration says, whoever drinks from any goblet of gold or silver, then he is kindling the fire of Jahannam in his stomach. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq to use those utensils which are permissible for us and to abstain from those which are not permissible for us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi.